Thanks. It's Karen Pickard and Marcia Clayman with the Positive Points on Aging. Good morning, everyone. I want to take a second and wish Kevin and his family a wonderful Rosh Hashanah, and I hope they're having a lovely day today in their celebration. So, Marcia, how have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
I've been off.
We're working very hard.
We have been. Today we're going to talk about how to prepare for disasters before they occur. It is still technically hurricane season, mm-hmm. and we have been known to have ice and snow in Columbia. I remember several years back when we had a terrible ice storm and didn't have power at my house for 5 days. I don't know about the rest of y'all. So what are we going to do, and how do you prepare for these occurrences? And if you fail to plan, then you're planning for failure, correct?
Absolutely. My one of my sons, the principal, used to say that every day walking down the hall, and he hated that. And I said, he really is making sense. So when you think about, you know, if you're not going to plan, then just hold on. What we want to talk about today is how to be prepared, because the people that have loved ones in an assisted living, you have a gift right now, because we take care of everything.
Yes.
For disasters. You don't have to worry about anything but knowing exactly if we evacuate where your loved one's going, because we take care of it all.
Right.
However, those that aren't in an assisted living or in any type of senior community, you're pretty well much on your own. You've got to depend on your family caregiver, someone to pay attention to you, to take care of you. So what we want to do is go through this about how to prepare. And the first thing is we need to be informed. We need to understand the different types of disasters and how long, you know, like with a hurricane, you get a good warning.
Usually, yes.
You get a good warning. You know, when you know they're closing down and they're saying get on the evacuation route, you need to get out of town. But anyway, there's a difference between a tornado.
Yep.
Versus a hurricane, even though they feel like the same thing, the tornado gives you no warning.
No warning. Very different.
At all. Number three, we all know that the flood that we went through a couple years ago
yeah.
was really bad, and a lot of people got displaced.
Right.
So anyway, that's the third one. The fourth one is what we've just gone through in 2020 and 2021, where we have actually experienced a lockdown due to a pandemic. Now, we didn't lose power, we didn't do things like that, but there were other issues that
Certainly.
Needed to be attended to. And, of course, the fifth one is fire, because especially if you are living in an apartment building, a townhouse, where other people are displaced, you're going to be displaced also, because
Exactly.
they're going to take most of you out of there. So what we need to first do is identify our emergency shelters and our evacuation routes, depending on whatever crisis that we're going to have, so that you know exactly where you're going and how you're going to get there. So the first thing you need to do, Karen, is assess your needs. I want you to talk about that.
Well, assessing your needs could be understanding your medical or physical or cognitive needs. What are your limitations, and what are you able to do, and what do you need to prepare for a disaster? If you are in a wheelchair, then you need to know places that are wheelchair accessible. You cannot just go, okay, well, I'm just going to go out there and see what happens, because you're not the only person in a wheelchair, and there's going to be a lot of people looking for wheelchair accessible things. Always give yourself at least a 2-week supply of food and water, and just think that you're going to be without power for 2 weeks. You know, in New Orleans right now, they're talking about it could be months before they get power again. And generators don't last for months. It's, you know, that's just a disaster all the way around. So you have to think about those sorts of things. What would it take for you to be away from your home for 2 weeks? How much water would you need? How much medication do you need? Medication is very important. If, you know, if you're diabetic, you remember it. But if you're just taking a blood pressure medication, you may go, oh, I don't really need that. I'll be okay without it. But you really won't be. So you need to plan and be aware of that. Know the people who are able to help you. Now, when I was doing an evacuation plan for a community once, somebody said to me, you've got a cell phone. All your phone numbers are on your cell phone, and you don't remember them anymore. It's not like the dark ages when we all knew our phone numbers. You need to have all this written down in a binder or somewhere where you can physically get a hold of it, because your cell phone may die and you may not have that any longer. But you need phone numbers. You need family, friends, neighbors, caregivers, doctors, all those people's phone numbers you need to be able to get. And you also need to designate a main contact person who's going to be the check-in person that you're going to call, that one person. So you're not making a bunch of phone calls and you're talking to that one person who's going to get the information out for you. Also, you need to know how to communicate with your support team and develop a check-in system. And I think maybe that's something that you might want to talk about a little bit, Marcia, the check-in system, because not many people understand what that means.
The check-in system is, you know, it can be, I'm going to call you every day at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Or even with neighbors, it's, I'm going to come by and I'm not going to ring your doorbell. I'm going to knock at your door at a certain time.
Yeah.
Some check-ins are if there's power, you would put a light on in a certain room in the house that they can see so that you're not constantly opening the door, you know, every right. time there's a sound out there. But I got to tell you, one of the things that is so important, and you're going to get a kick out of this, but you and I both have a very good friend by the name of John Z. Douglas.
Yes.
Who's a social worker with Right at Home, and she's the most prepared, organized person I've ever met in my life. And for a gift last year, she gave me a binder of everything that my dog sitter needed to know about my dog.
Perfect.
And so when we go out of town, we leave that. And when I was, you know, thinking about this, I thought, well, if we can do it for our dogs, we should be doing it for ourselves.
Yeah. you think?
It's so important because you just got, you know, go to Dollar Tree, get you a dollar binder and get you some of those clear acrylic, plastic pages. And you start putting the stuff in there so right. that you have it. Make copies of everything.
Yeah.
Copies of your power of attorney, copies of your insurance cards, copy of your driver's license, everything that's important.
Car registration,
right.
everything.
Everything. Make a copy of it and stick it in this binder because right. those other papers should be put in a lockbox anyway. Okay. So in the binder, you're also going to include your priority contacts, phone numbers, their relationship, your pet shock records, because you're going to take your dog with you, your cat with you. You yep. need to have that.
And a picture.
And your picture. Medications, the proper dosage and time to be taken. Specific diagnosis, if you're a diabetic, they need to know that. If you're right. going to an evacuation shelter, they need to know that. Your doctor's names and addresses. Copies of insurance cards. Identification card. Make sure it includes a current picture with your name, birth date, and address on it. Mm-hmm. And slip in a house key and one extra car key into that binder so that you have it.
Yep. If your house burns down, chances are good you're not going to get the extra set of car keys and you'll be lucky to get them at all.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to go back just a minute because you mentioned diabetic, but also stents, cataracts, those kinds of things. If you've had injections that cause you to have issues, you need to know about that. So what are not some of the necessary supplies at home? You need bottled water, at least one case per person in the home. And don't forget your pets. You can freeze baggies in the freezer and keep them frozen, and that stores better than the water bottles. They're easier. You can pack them on top of each other, and they make great blocks for keeping food in a cooler. You should have at least 2 weeks of canned goods in your pantry. Check the dates. Always rotate these things out so they don't go bad. But canned goods last for quite some time, and, you know, everybody needs some canned food just in case. Batteries are another thing, but also, again, make sure you're rotating your batteries out because they do not keep forever. It's good to have a portable radio and several lanterns that are battery operated. I suggest camping goods. They're the best equipment that you can get for lanterns and cooking stoves and that sort of thing. All right, here we go. Toilet paper and Kleenex. Those are the two big ones. I heard the other day that Costco had run out of toilet paper. I don't know if that's true, and I don't know what you guys are doing with that toilet paper, but goodness gracious. Paper products, napkins, forks, plastic spoons so you're not washing dishes. Keep your coolers clean and check your first aid kit for Band-Aids and any medications and creams, peroxide, alcohol, and ibuprofen. It's always important to keep that stuff. And we will be back after the break to talk a little bit more about this and to see what other good things we need to prepare for when talking about disaster preparedness. I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm not used to doing this. But we do want to talk about, you know, things that you need to prepare and how to prepare for it and what to look for in your house that you may need to replace now so that if there's a disaster, you are not caught off guard with batteries that don't work or food that is expired.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street giant Goldman Sachs is lowering its expectations for the economy for this year, citing the impact of the Delta variant of COVID. The bank now sees overall U.S. growth this year at 5.7%, down from its previous 6.2% forecast. Billionaire investor George Soros is criticizing a major Wall Street firm's decision to invest in China. Soros, writing in the Wall Street Journal, says pouring billions of dollars into China now is a tragic mistake. It's likely to lose money for BlackRock's clients and, more important, will damage the national security interests of the U.S. and other democracies. Electric car chargers are coming to theme parks. Six Flags Entertainment is partnering with Volta to provide charging stations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
This Labor Day is the perfect time to buy an Untuckit shirt. Save 25% on every style we sell during the annual Labor Day sale going on now. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked so you can look sharp even at your most casual. Whether you're going back to the office, working from home, or have no idea, find shirts that look great at work and on the weekend. They're all 25% off of the Labor Day event happening now. So if you haven't experienced the perfect fitting shirt, don't miss 25% off site-wide and store-wide at Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn.
You ever notice there's a lot of foundation repair companies in the Midlands? Well, I asked my guys at Terratech about this. Seems like 80% of the homes end up with foundation issues in the Midlands. It's just the soil around here. So how do you pick the right foundation company if you think you're having an issue? I always start by thinking local. I mean, think local always. Your home is your biggest financial investment. You want someone who's been here a while and isn't going anywhere for a while, and that's Terratech. They're family-owned, they're AAA approved by the Better Business Bureau, and they are 100% local. They use the highest quality products, and they stand behind their work. And I'm not into scare tactics, no way. But goodness, this is your home. I mean, it's your castle. Walk around it. Take a look. If you see cracks in the foundation, just call Terratech. They'll come out for free. No cost, no obligation. They'll tell you honestly if you have a problem or not. You can trust Terratech to repair your home. You know I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. Online, it's TerratechInc.com or call them 791-8888. That's 791-8888 or online at TerratechInc.com.
Southern charm at its best. Our residents live more and worry less. At Oakleaf Village of Lexington, we honor residents' traditions while embracing the present. Our residents receive exceptional care while maintaining their independence. Now that our COVID-19 vaccines are complete, we have returned to 3 meals daily in the dining room, activities, and more social engagement. Call 803-808-3477 and ask how we can save you money. Again, 803-808-3477 or online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
This is Fran Halloran, the Money Coach. Tune into my show on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 for simple and practical financial coaching on The Point, 100.7 FM, 1470 AM, Columbia's local talk radio experience.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Taking your final look at your Tuesday morning commute, continue to watch out for crashes on Alpine Road at Polo Road, on Charleston Highway at I-26, on Pine Belt Road at Two Notch Road, on Ridge Road at Lower Richland Boulevard, on Summit Parkway at Hardscrabble Road, and watch out for that disabled vehicle on I-77 southbound at Forest Drive, mile marker 12. All Landscape Supply. Got potholes? All Landscape Supply has Crash and Rush, asphalt and millings, pickup, delivery, and installation. 3107 Augusta Road near I-26. All Landscape Supply. I'm Caroline Cruz, on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic.
four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
So we're back with the Positive Points on Aging, talking about disaster planning with Marcia and Karen. And so, Marcia, we were just talking a little bit about supplies you need at home, and I'd finished up with saying that make sure your first aid kit is current and that you have all the items in it that are not expired, because I can't tell you how many times I've looked under my sink and pulled out the first aid kit and gone, oh, these aren't any good anymore, or wait, I have no Band-Aids. So make sure you've got all that stuff in them and that they aren't expired. What else do we need to plan for?
Well, one of the things that maybe I'll get in trouble about talking about this, but that's okay.
It's never stopped you before.
You know, when you go out to fast food restaurants and they say, do you want any condiments? Take the condiments, okay? Take the mayonnaise, the mustard, the ketchup, the salt, and the pepper, the sugar, whatever. You know, don't be greedy, but if they offer it to you, you know, you take it because you need to save those because they don't need to be refrigerated.
Right.
Okay? The other thing is that if you have a grill and you can cook off the grill, you've got to always make sure you got enough propane or got enough charcoal.
Right.
Because that might be your main cooking method for a couple of days. Candles, you can get them battery operated now, but get those that are in that can set down into a glass holder instead of open flames. You don't ever want open flames, especially with no electricity.
I will tell you that I have lots of candelabras, and I look sort of like a witch house when the power goes out. But I'm always scared to death that I'm going to burn something down because I have open flames all over the place.
Right.
And it is scary. You should be very careful with that.
And you can get burned easily by the wax. Make sure you have ample blankets and pillows at a convenient location to find them easily. In the event of a power outage, every chance you get, you need to be charging your phone because that's your main communication. Make sure your car has at least a 3/4 full tank, because if you have to do an evacuation and you're sitting in those lines that have happened before in hurricane season, then you need to know that you can get that you're going to be okay, that you're not going to run out of gas. Now, one of the things I want to talk about, and then I'm going to turn it over to you about how to create an emergency supply kit for those that have loved ones in assisted livings. Like I said, this is taken care of. So we're already prepared. We've already got the water stocked. We've already got our generator, and we've already got things that the transportation that will evacuate us. So for those that have loved ones in assisted livings, then you've got a pass on this one. But we still are concerned with the many, many people that are out there that are living by themselves. If you will, can you tell us about how to create an emergency supply kit?
Okay. One thing I do want to point out in assisted living, I know we do this at Oakleaf Village, and it is one of the things that we discovered when one of the hurricanes hit the coast of South Carolina many years ago and they evacuated up to Oakleaf. Always have for your loved one in their closet, in their apartment, in an assisted living, independent, or even probably a skilled care because they have to evacuate, have a bag that they can grab and go that has an extra pair of undergarments, a toothbrush, a hairbrush, things that people need that they might not have time to pack. And if you're in assisted living, chances are good you're there for a reason and may need help. And the caregivers may not be able to get everything you need. If there's a grab-and-go bag in their closet, that's a wonderful thing to do for the assisted living staff, particularly if you live on the coast where there are hurricane warnings all the time and evacuations. So what are you going to do to create an emergency supply kit for your home, though? Get at least one sandwich bag, Ziploc plastic baggie to put papers in. Your driver's license, your insurance, your living wills, your phone numbers. You want to make sure it's waterproof because you don't want to lose all that stuff, and you want to be able to grab it and have it right there at your fingertips. That's just something you grab and go. And let me tell you something, ladies. We all think we're going to have our pocketbook with us, but if your house is on fire or if you're in a flood and you have 10 minutes to get out, you may miss your pocketbook. So have it somewhere with your binder that maybe by the front door, the kitchen door, whatever door you go out of the most, have it readily available. Have at least 1 week's worth of medication and a list of printed, a printed list of what your prescriptions are, the dosage, and put that in a sandwich bag as well, because you want to be able to have that prescription filled or be able to call the pharmacy and say, I'll get my prescriptions filled at CVS and Chapin, but I need to get them done in Charlotte now. So make sure that you're doing that and prepared for your medications. Identifications, have pictures made and laminated and put them in a small plastic Ziploc bag so that you have pictures of your children, pictures of your spouse, and you heard me say it earlier, but pictures of your pets. You know, I can tell you all day long that I have a black and white cat, but there's about 6 or 7 black and white cats in my neighborhood, and if I'm not careful, you can get them confused. So make sure you have a picture of your cat and any or dog and any identifying marks that they may have. Make sure your dog's tags are current and that he's wearing them. I know many cats don't wear collars, but you need to be aware of that too. Have copies of your insurance cards included in that small plastic Ziploc baggie. Hearing aid batteries. I never think of that. That was a good one. Hearing aid batteries or just batteries in general. Yesterday we were doing some cleaning at my house and I found some bricks for charging phones and they were dead. So I went around and recharged them. You know, those are the things you just got to be aware of, but it'll help keep my phone going a little bit longer and if I need them. So just keep them charged. Glasses. How many times have you lost your glasses and need extra pair? I have about 20 pairs in my house, but you need to have lots of glasses floating around. Medical supplies, creams, incontinent products, eye drops, toothpaste, toothbrush, all those kinds of things. You got to have them. Change of socks, clothes, comfortable shoes. I heard the guy doing the before us talk about being at the Chapin Parade in flip-flops. That is not how you want to go to a parade. Having been an expert at parades, it's not how you want to evacuate. You need tennis shoes. You don't need your pretty high heels either. You need tennis shoes.
Or slippers, just your slippers.
Or slippers. Something that's comfortable to walk in and safe to walk in. A small pillow and a roll-up blanket. I have an old blanket from my son's days of marching band, and it's a wonderful roll-up blanket that we keep. Some first aid kits have those thermal blankets in them, too, so they're perfect. You just have to make sure that you think about the things that are personal to you that you need to have. I also have, in my little to-go bag, I have a thumb drive with pictures. Because there's some pictures I just don't want to lose. So I have them on a thumb drive just so I'll have them in case, something happens and our house catches on fire. I will have those.
I just wanted to let everybody know that this information is readily available. You can go to the American Red Cross website. You can go to CDC.
All right.
You can go to AARP. But just please don't wait to the last minute. Start gathering things like this now because, you know, winter could soon be upon us. We could have another ice storm, and you're going to be without power. I wanted to bring the attention to yesterday was Labor Day.
Right.
And how many people working in healthcare were working yesterday for Labor Day? Mm-hmm. I want to send a big shout out because they're frontline and they work. And with this COVID issue going on, it's starting to ramp up again. Many of them were working yesterday, and I appreciate it. Last time we also talked about Primal Gourmet is doing a program right now. They are taking donations, and they're matching those donations. And what they're doing is they are feeding many hospital workers that cannot.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, because everybody thinks, oh, you work in the hospital. There's cafeterias and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're limited because of what's going on right now, you might not get a break. But if someone's bringing food into you, what a great
They way. Also have to pay for that cafeteria
right,
food.
Right.
So, and it's good, but you still, or it's been improved, let me say that, you still have to pay for it. So that's wonderful that they're doing that. I want to thank you for all your information, Marcia, and for all that you've gotten for us, because I know you prepared for this. If anybody has any questions or concerns and wants to talk to us more, we can be reached at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. For Marcia Clayman and Brian, who's been very quiet today, this is Karen Pickard from Oakleaf Village, and thank you for the positive points on aging.
We'll be back next week.
With more information and another exciting topic for you guys.
I don't have anything else to say. Are we still on, Brian?
We're okay, still on. Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, and we're always looking to see what people are wanting us to talk about. So please, if there's a topic out there that you've heard about and you're saying, wow, I wish I had some more information, call us at Oakleaf and we will definitely put a show together for you.
Thank you.
local in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Columbia's local talk radio experience. 107 The Point.
MakeThePointRadio.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. America's top diplomat says the U.S. not aware of any American citizens being held hostage in Afghanistan, either on aircraft or anywhere else. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, at a news conference in Doha, Qatar, says the U.S. is coordinating with the Taliban on additional evacuation flights for Americans and Afghan allies.
We're working around the clock with NGOs, with members of Congress, and advocacy groups, providing any and all information and doing all we can to clear